Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey guys, welcome to You Up Podcast. I'm Jared Freed.
I'm Jordana Abraham. Welcome to our last podcast for 2017.
It's been a wonderful couple months.
Yeah.
We're really blowing up. I mean, rising up the comedy charts and the iTunes charts. Like, you guys, listen, that's a huge deal. That gets us more listeners, new listeners. So we need you to keep telling a friend, keep subscribing, keep rating us and reviewing us on iTunes. Keep touching that iTunes.
Yeah, keep listening. And you know, into the new year, if you're having some dating issues, great fresh start. You listen to us, we'll tell you how to fix your fucked up love life.
Commiserate, that's what it's all about. And if you're seeing a friend at home, you went home for the break or whatever it is, let them know. Tell them about the UUP podcast, get them subscribed, and you can send anything to UUP@Betches.com, UUP@Betches.com. We got great emails. Jordana, how you been?
I've been great. I had an interesting discussion the other day.
Okay.
Actually, with my boyfriend, who had a friend who was wanted to discuss this.
Okay.
What do we think about guys who follow an Instagram models on Instagram, obviously? And like, I think there's a, we were talking about like the difference between like actively engaging and just following. If following is just okay, or like what the deal is. I think the guy's girlfriend saw that he had been following a lot of these models and was like a little wary of it.
You know, I think about this a lot, because this is why this podcast exists. Our parents never had to deal with these issues. It is easier it's ever been to find someone.
Right.
Harder it's ever been to keep someone.
There's a lot of distractions out there.
There's a lot of distractions. Also, like, you could live in this naivete before. Our parents never, you know,
they never knew what their, you know, husbands, their boyfriends were doing.
You had no idea. You had no idea. That's, you know, like, to cheat in this day and age is fucking difficult.
Yeah.
If you think about it.
Like, I mean, the opportunity is easy again, but to get away with it is difficult.
That's what I'm saying. Getting away with it, you can't. And I see it all the time. I'm at like clubs all the time where whenever you say to like an older couple, how long you've been married? And then they're like, I've been married 30 years. And I was like, woo! And you're like, that wasn't hard.
Right.
That wasn't hard.
Yeah, you got married in like the fucking 80s.
Yeah, there were two people on your block.
Yeah.
And you went with the hotter one. You know?
Exactly. No choice.
There's no choice. And then there's also no way to get caught. Like, there was no small, you know, squabbles that were become bigger squabbles.
Right. So it's like, if you wanted to talk to someone, you had to see them in person.
Yeah. And it's like, you know, like, I'm not defending any cheating, but I guess I kind of am about to. But like, there was this thing in the Italian community, there's a thing called a Goomba. Like, isn't that what it's called?
I've seen The Sopranos. I think that's what it's called.
Is that what it's called? Yeah. It's the
Goomba
side chick.
Or Goomba?
A Goomba or a Goomba?
Some one of those.
Goomba is a derogatory term. I don't know. Goomba, whatever it is, the side chick is like an Italian thing. And at a certain point, out of sight, out of mind, if I don't know it, you know, like, you could wash it off.
Right.
And today, there's no, you know, if you toe the line, you're over the line.
Yeah.
There's no toeing the line. So it's like, and
because
I think
we can speak, everyone can see with a line.
Everyone, really, and everyone sees who you like on Instagram. So it's like, so Instagram is one of these these things that is so 2017, 2018, like this era where it's like, you know, I posted this on Twitter and Instagram before, where it was like, I need to find, I'm looking for a girlfriend who won't have a lot of questions about the girls I follow on Instagram.
Well, that's a lot to ask.
You never had to just, you were never, before now, you were never face to face with the guy or girl's fetishes.
Right. But here's the thing.
Like, if you look at who I follow, I am into some curvaceous babes. okay? And I am following some, like, you know, like plus size model. I'm on that game.
Right. Well, that's enlightening to know.
but I'm no, saying that
it's
you can
enlightening
go through,
for any guy that you're dating to know, like, what he's following and what
but
he's
this is
do.
The thing where but, I want to be, I am trying to live like an honest life, you right. know? But it's only, we're in that like shady period between like, when this stuff is out there and when it's not. You don't talk about who you follow on Instagram, but then every girl I date is like, what? Who is Big Booty Bella?
Exactly.
And I have to be like, well, I like a fat ass. And, you know, now, and it's like, and will you go on a first date with me? You right. know? So it's like, it's this weird thing where you have to like, you have to be totally honest, you know, right away.
Well, here's my question about that.
Sure.
It's like Instagram, I don't think guys realize this. I don't know if it's because they're dumb or if they're just like not aware or they're not as like stalkery as girls. But like we can see everything you like. If you're following or liking a public person, mm-hmm. we can see it all, right? And our friends can see it all, more importantly. So it's like, I was talking about this. I feel like it's kind of like, It's different than in porn, right? I don't think sure. most girls don't really care if guys like watch porn,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
really. It's not really that big of a deal. But we don't see you watching it. Our friends don't see you watching it. Our friends aren't like...
But what kind of crazy person is following the page where it shows what people like?
I do that all the time.
Those are crazy
That's
people.
That's me.
I discover
a lot of pictures that way. I'm constantly looking at what people like. Constantly, it'll tell you more about. That's the most interesting page. I don't care about the fucking feed.
Oh my god, what do you learn? Have you ever had one where you're like, oh my god?
I'm like, oh,
you didn't
like
know
that's,
I followed all these BBWs.
Yeah, I'm like that, and you're liking them too. That's suspicious. I say like, if you want to like follow those people, first of all, I don't understand why you have to do it on Instagram, which isn't a private forum; it's a public forum. But fine, follow some of those people. Don't like the pictures. If you want to like the pictures, like them in your head. Don't
I know.
Click the button.
It's a lack of respect.
Yeah.
Because I think it's... So I'll say this, okay? Mm-hmm. With Instagram liking, any guy who's liking an Instagram model's pictures, if it's under 10,000 followers, the guy thinks that she can see him.
Right.
And that's... And I'm saying this to the women out there. As
even
a guy,
though she probably isn't.
Even though, no, this is right. the ego of a man.
Right.
It's a ridiculous thing to think. Mm-hmm. But I'm saying to all these girls out there, don't start with your boyfriend or a guy you're hooking up with if they're liking someone with over 10,000. I think it's crazy.
Under 2,000.
Don't start if they're liking someone over 10,000 followers.
I thought you said under 10,000.
Under, you should start. there's something wrong.
Oh, don't start like I thought.
Don't start a fight.
Don't start a fight. Okay.
Don't start a fight with your guy if they have over 10,000 followers. Let them live in that crazy reality that I don't know why they're liking a girl with over 10. I agree right. that it's crazy, but why start a fight?
Because it's a public thing. So it's like if you're doing something public that affects like people can see that and it affects the way that people. Are looking at our relationship or looks or it affects like it's like a public way of you showing interest in another girl. Why do I have to see that?
I know a girl who comments, I love you on Beyonce's pictures. Okay.
That's fine.
That's just as crazy.
Still weird.
But I'm saying
that's not an affront to your relationship.
A little bit. If I mean it is no, my buddies would be like, is she out of her mind?
Yeah, it's
does she
it's,
think Beyonce is gonna read I
weird.
Love you from her?
Yeah, I think it's like kind of like that thing, like they're you meet the love of your life, but they fight in celebrity in the comment section of celebrity Instagrams. Yeah, that's really weird too for a girl. But it's not like that's less personal, I think, than the sexual liking of
you're
Instagram
saying
pictures.
That it you're not revealing yourself as someone who masturbates to them.
Right, where it's like, just if you want to watch porn, that's a totally private thing.
Yeah.
Do that as much as you want. You can obviously you would like those girls if you like could.
I mean, all this like stuff is so crazy. I dated this one girl. I didn't realize that you can see who I followed in order of when I followed them.
I think that they're constantly changing that algorithm, but now at one point you definitely could.
Oh, okay.
I'm I'm not alone in this. I happen to know it's a very common thing. Girls are like complete stalkers.
Yeah.
I'll stalk you on anything. I'll stalk you on Venmo, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram.
Venmo?
Google, Venmo. Oh my God. Venmo is the is like the worst and the best, actually, because people don't think about it. But like, you're paying someone. What the fuck are you paying her for?
Why are you watching? Why are you watching? Why I'm paying someone?
Because like I want to know everything about you. I've created a story in my head, and I now want to see it like completely fall to shit.
You're kind of enlightening
with the
me
stories that I'm telling in my head.
I stalk. But it's very much like if I was the worst detective in the world, like I was a loud, boorish right. detective. You're stalking in a way that's like the best detective in the world. You're James Bond.
No, totally, yeah.
Nothing to my Matlock.
Yeah, that's like, why you can't get away with anything.
Can't get away with a thing. I don't know. I just think like I understand the idea of like don't like a girl's photo, or whatever. But like. Don't you think this is a small fight to start?
It's not. It doesn't have to be a fight unless you answer the wrong way.
Oh, okay.
It's a good title. Yeah, I mean, it's basically it's not about the individual picture. It's about like the way that you're publicly presenting yourself in to the world in terms of like. You know what I mean? Like girls are always yelling at guys, and I don't really do this, but I know girls who do. They want them to like post more pictures of them. They want them to like,
yeah, because that's it's like a pre-engagement engagement,
right? They want
to be stuck to them more. They want other girls wary. Hey, that's them putting up the police tape,
right,
around his penis to be like, stay away.
Yeah,
I'm on this Instagram.
That's true,
program.
And also they like think they look cute. well, it's that's both. Another thing. Yeah, it's both of those things. And I mean, like, there's a sense of like, I think now maybe like it or not, it's not something that's necessarily good for the world. But like how you present yourself on social media is like a big part of how like sure. people perceive you and how people perceive your relationship. And I get obviously that's not real, but it's still like, why do things that are in your control that don't have to be done that like might embarrass us?
Yeah. And I think we have to live in a world where everyone's seeing everything.
Right.
Like, you know, Instagram stories. How many times are you checking who looks at your Instagram stories?
I'm checking constantly.
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 And yeah. we know who, and we see that like top 20 people in exactly. there. And you're like, uh-oh. I was once hooking up with a girl. We stopped hooking up. I unfollowed. She unfollowed. And then a month later, she's looking at my Instagram stories. I'm looking at her Instagram stories. Then I'm liking her picture. She's liking my picture. We're doing the Instagram tango,
right,
so to speak. And then all of a sudden, we're fucking. And then we'd break up.
Slippery slope.
Slippery slope right yeah. into a vagina. And then we broke up. And then unsubscribe. Look at the story, look yeah. at the, it's like
looking,
the picture, like the picture, back to fucking. And it's like, you could be in this revolving door. Instagram has created this like revolving door. It's the, first of all, Instagram is the best dating app that there is.
That's true. They don't even know it.
They don't even know it. It's not even promoted as that, but it's yeah. the only dating app right now. Because what you can do, and I've talked about this on past episodes, is you can tell someone that you're into their shit. You can like
support that, be their little cheerleader. Little
cheerleader,
no effort.
Like yeah. a bunch of pictures, but like what a lot of guys have to understand, a lot of girls, I think a lot of girls get upset about what guys like on Instagram with like these big celebrity pictures of these models or whoever they may be, because girls know how a like feels to them.
Right. It feels like a show of support.
So right. now you're supporting
publicly.
Publicly.
That's really the most important thing.
Interesting.
It's like, yeah, so I'm saying, we don't care if you watch porn. I don't even care like what kind of porn someone's watching.
Sure.
Really. It's really like, but that's a private thing. So, you know,
would you
mean?
Ever have a guy unsubscribe from a girl, unfollow a girl that he's been following?
A single girl?
If you saw your boyfriend liking this one model's picture all the time, would you be like, I need you to unfollow?
I'd be like, I don't understand why you need to like publicly like this. Why don't you just like it in your head? So I would never tell someone what they can and cannot do. I wouldn't probably want to date someone, and that's also the beauty of modern dating, is that you can see this stuff before you commit to anyone.
Sure.
I wouldn't want to date someone who's dating the most Instagram, who's following the most Instagram models of anyone I know.
That's interesting.
It's like, fine, pick a few. I would say less than 10.
Also,
maybe.
You have a search bar that remembers who you searched.
Yeah.
You can go back to that.
Yeah.
If you need to go look. I don't know.
It's just like if it bothers girls, and it does, just don't do it. It's not really, really like positively, it's not really positively affecting you.
A lot of guys do this too, though, to let girls know that they're not in a relationship with them.
But they like other pictures?
Yeah. So they, it's them saying,
really?
Yeah, you're good, but we're...
we're still out there.
I'm still out there. It's like a non...
So if you were into a girl, would you not like those pictures?
If I was into a girl, I would... if I was like really dating someone, I would put a freeze on my Instagram movements.
It's like a deleting a dating app.
Total deleting a dating app. Just not, no more following.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying. You, that shows
no
that you
more
give
liking.
A shit. That's what I'm saying.
But I'm liking nothing.
Right. But that's what I'm saying. It's like by doing that, you're showing. It's show, like this non-action is showing that yeah. you give a shit. If you're, if you can't even be bothered to not do that, and it's not, it's an inaction. It's not even a real action. Then like clearly you don't really care that much.
It. I'd have to be a month away from marrying someone to put them in an Instagram picture with me at this point.
Wow.
I'd have to be like so,
so
positive.
You'd rather introduce them to your parents than put up a picture with them.
Oh, absolutely. Are you kidding me? Absolutely.
Yeah.
That putting up a picture with them is like such a, it's such a show of commitment in this day and age. I put up a picture with a girl that I was with a couple years ago and like I heard from everyone.
Yeah.
Like you hear from everyone.
How many likes those pictures got?
Yeah, this is the problem. This is the problem. This is why men are afraid of committing, because there's more for women to get out of commitment than a man.
Okay.
You get the likes on a picture. The excitement you just got over the amount of likes a couple picture gets.
It's very exciting.
My couple picture gets will get like nothing.
Really?
Are you kidding
me? People love couples.
But this is what scares guys from dating girls.
Okay.
Because there's more for women to get out of commitment than guys. A guy gets engaged, his friends go, pussy. A girl gets engaged, she gets a party, a ring.
Not after.
A couple slaves.
After
bridesmaids.
After a certain age, I don't think that that the guys get the... get the pussy remark. I think
no, but it's not an excited. They're like, good for you. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. I feel like after a while, guys don't want to be like the last guy at the bar. They eventually want to commit as well.
We all want to commit. Mm-hmm. But the reality is that when we commit, it's not a big joyous occasion. It's just, yeah, good for you.
Right.
That's why if a guy is willing to commit to you, he really wants to be there.
If he's putting up that couples pic.
If he's putting it that, he means he's really in. Don't question it. Stop questioning these things that are really, we have nothing to gain out of a couples picture. We have nothing to gain out of all of this. Women have so much to gain. So understand why we're so weary of getting into a serious relationship with someone.
I think that's fair. I think that like it's almost like it'd be nice to meet in the middle where guys could be like a little less scared of it and girls could be like a little more chill. It's like, yeah. It'd be nice to meet somewhere in the middle as a population. Obviously, like, there's exceptions. As a population, it'd be nice to meet somewhere in the middle. I think the disparity makes it so it's more of like a war of the sexes when it doesn't have to be.
I dated a girl once, okay? We were together 10. I'm a 10-monther. So I'll get 10-month relationships.
Yeah, 10-month
okay.
is...
okay? That's
months,
my cutoff.
Forever or less than 10 months.
That's me.
That's your idea.
10 months.
How long were you dating the girl you put the picture up with?
Around 10.
Okay.
But this is before that one.
Okay.
I was with another girl, 10 months. And I broke up with her. I ended it. I'll never forget ending it. Tear filled, all this stuff. And I ended it because I was like, it just feels like I could do anything in this relationship. It doesn't feel like we're having like a mutual relationship. It feels like she's kind of letting me get away with murder. You know, like it felt like she was just there to...
she was putting up with your shit.
Putting up with my shit. Kind of. And it wasn't really a two-way relationship, which is what I'm looking for, as little as that sounds like right now. And I ended it, and I was like, all right, stay away, no texts, whatever. I see her on literally the next post on Facebook, so excited to be engaged.
What?
And I go on my... so she's either been cheating on me.
How long was... after this was this?
Literally, it was so short after we broke up that I went on my fingers and started counting months.
How many months was it?
It was 10 months.
Wow. She found a 10-month guy who was ready.
Ready. But that's the thing.
Right.
That's a girl
that's
who wanted to get
though.
Married.
Yeah, she really wanted to get
so,
married. Yeah.
So that could have been me. Very easily. Like that guy, that could have been, there's no question that if I just kept rolling along, that you're with someone who is there for other goals that you're included in, but it doesn't necessarily have to be you.
Right. And that's not a kind of person you want to date. Because it's like,
to me, maybe some people are in, you know, the certain relationships are down for that. Certain people are like, hey, we want the same things. We're here together. The genitals fit. Let's go.
Right.
But, you know, for me, I'm just like, you know, to be a part of someone's plan, I don't think guy or girl would like that at all. That's not fun.
Right.
What are you going to do when the fucking kid graduates?
You could be anyone, as you clearly.
Could be anyone.
Because this guy was anyone.
I was literally just a guy with the attributes of a guy she wanted to be with.
Was that like hurtful?
It wasn't hurtful as much as it was like, oh, I was right.
It was validating.
Validating. Yeah,
you were
yeah.
happy it happened.
Yeah. So I'm saying
you
like.
You weren't any kind. There was another part of you that was like, oh, like that could have been me.
No, I never look at a girl. Do you think that with guys that you've dated, like when they get married, do you think
that could have been me?
Yeah.
Like occasion, like not really, but I'm just kind of like, I wonder what like that would have been like. Not like in a way.
Do you ever feel bad?
Not in a good or bad way.
I never understand why people feel bad.
I think sometimes you feel bad because it's like you. I could totally see why people feel bad. It's like, oh, you had like a, you at one point, I mean, I would hope you've had a real connection with someone, and it's just yeah. kind of weird. It's kind of weird that you can see it, that you can see that they've had another better real connection with someone else.
As I never, yeah. as a guy,
and it's not like sad. It's not like devastating. Yeah. But it's just kind of like, it's like, it's a weird feeling, I would say.
It feels like women get so offended by the ex getting married weekend. Like, you know, you see some people get real dramatic where they're like, my ex is getting married this weekend and I'm seeing all the pictures on Instagram. I mean, like, anytime I see an ex get married, I'm always like, it feels like I'm sending them off to college. Good.
You did your part.
Did my part. She saw, I helped her form her opinion on wherever she got to her place with this guy. Good for her. Have fun at college. And I never feel like what could have been.
Even if you had like a real meaningful.
There was another girl I dated who just got married, and I was just interested to see. Well, for a guy to see the wedding, it's very different than a girl. When you see the guy's wedding, that's not the wedding you would have planned. When you see your ex getting married, it's not how you would have done it. When I see an ex get married, it's as if I could just put myself in their shoes because I wouldn't have any planning. I wouldn't plan the wedding.
Right.
The girl plans the wedding.
You're like, oh, this would have been my wedding.
This cool. would have been my wedding. That's what I
those
think. Anytime
I flowers I would have had.
I would have had those flowers. I would have been in that tux. I would have been in that. She would have been in that dress. Everything would have been the same except for that dude. Isn't that kind of weird?
His family members.
And the family. Yeah. And a bunch
slightly
of different Jews.
Groomsmen, maybe. Yeah. Yeah.
But isn't that crazy?
Yeah, no, it's weird. That's what I'm saying. It's like
same
it's
DJ,
weird.
The band, where it was. I was looking at one ex's wedding. Hers was on the beach. And I'm looking at this whole thing and I'm like, oh my God, that would have been me.
Yeah, I feel like it's always especially weird when like these people have like kids. Because it's like, oh, like I could have been like
half me.
Your kid, sort of. Like, or it's just like, it's almost just like the way that like things just kind of worked out. Happens to be that this person just created this whole other life with this other person, but like could have been easily like a different person.
It could have been. And that's why, I mean, we talked about this a little bit before we started. I unfollow from most exes.
Yeah, you got to unfollow because like out of sight, out of mind.
You get over it quicker.
Yeah, you get over it. Like, that's what I'm saying. I feel like it must have been so much easier to move on in like... in our parents' generation because they just didn't, once you were broken up with someone, you either saw them, the next time you heard from them was like you happened to run into them or...
Here's how different now from then is, okay? Yeah. I'll tell the story. It's a kind of a personal story, but I don't think it'll be a problem. My mom...
famous last words.
I know, famous last words. Then my mom calls me like, you idiot. My mom was married before my dad.
So was mine.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
I had no idea. My whole life. So I was like 12 years old. I go to the doctor. We're in the waiting room. All of a sudden, this guy walks in. My mom talks to the guy. This is my son, Jared. You know, introduces me. And then he leaves. And my mom looks at me and she's like, weird. And I go, what's wrong? And she goes, and then she like brings me into like home with my dad. And is like, I was married to that guy before. And I was like, you were fucking married?
Right.
And I was like, is there like, and she was like, it was just a short, you know, like, not even a year, like whatever, like just didn't work out, whatever. And now, you know,
maybe that's your real dad.
I did have that moment where I asked that question. I was like, is that, and I look too much like my dad to have that be the case.
I'm just kidding. I didn't mean to plant those beers in your head.
But it was so funny between then and now. Can you imagine not knowing? I was 12 years old. I was already,
That's crazy. My mom was married before, but she had 4 kids with her first husband.
Yeah, so you had to know. There's some evidence there.
It's not my dad was not their dad. Yeah.
But can you imagine that my mom went from married to that guy to like nothing whatsoever.
Right, it's amazing.
To randomly in a doctor's office, we see them in the waiting room. And then this day and age, that's not possible.
I know. It would have been, I think that's something that we could have lost. Like we didn't need that to like really know what's going on with everyone, and you do, and you can't help it, and you can't get away from it. I think that's healthier, like
way healthier. I mean, the fact that like there could have been like if it was 2017, this all went down. Mm-hmm. You know, my mom would have like all these tagged wedding pictures.
Yeah,
you could go
to physically untag them.
I mean, I've deleted. Do you delete exes from social media?
Not really. I would say no, I think that like unless it was like really bad, I think you can leave it. Maybe like when if I get married, I'd feel like differently.
Really? I delete. Yeah. Get rid of it. Not a part of my life.
Going all that far back. Maybe okay, I think Instagram yes, Facebook no. Okay. Facebook is like here are the pictures of the facts of your life. It's almost like Instagram is like things you chose specifically to
post. And Facebook sometimes it's like your 18-year-old boyfriend, girlfriend. Yeah, like that's like, not a big
deal.
But I do Instagram. I clean that up because it's like someone goes and looks at that and it's like, oh, who's this chick?
Instagram is fair, I think. Yeah. Instagram is, especially because you chose all of those pictures.
For sure. And some people are like, well, that makes me look like I care too much. Who cares?
Right. Yeah, no, who gives a shit?
Who cares?
It's about your mental health. So you could either care about what other people think about like how much you give a shit, or you could care about your own actual
just like, know that Jordana's movie. Watching who you like.
I'm watching. Yeah, I'm watching who you're paying. I'm watching who you like. I'm Googling your mom.
Yeah.
Like, I've got your whole
She knows what Fandango tickets you bought.
Exactly. I know what breed of dog food your dog is eating.
It feels like I've tried every trick in the book to get better sleep. Cutting out late night snacks, no TikTok before bed. But let's be real. I'm going to keep scrolling. What did elevate my bedtime routine? Upgrading my bedding to Bowl and Branch. And right now you can take 20% off their selection of buttery soft sheets, airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and so much more. Upgrade your bedding now and thank me later. I have the Bowl and Branch sheets. Other than being beautiful, they are so comfortable. They're hotel quality. You're going to sleep better. And here's the trick. Take your Bowl and Branch sheets, put them in the wash, then make the bed and get directly into that hot bed. You're going to have the best sleep of your life. Made from the rarest 100% organic cotton and completely free from toxins, it's easy to see why Bowl and Branch are loved by millions of sleepers. These best-selling sheets feel incredible on night one and get softer and softer for years to come. Bowl and Branch signature sheets come in 14 versatile colors in all sizes, from twin up to California King, and they offer a 30-night worry-free guarantee so you can wash, style, and sleep in their sheets for an entire month. If you don't love them, you can send them right back. Sleep better with the softest, most breathable bedding from Bowl and Branch. Get 15% off your order when you use promo code UUP at BowlandBranch.com. That's Bowl and Branch, BowlandBranch.com. Promo code UUP. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you to achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment. No maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Let's do some emails. You ready?
Yeah.
UUP@Betches.com. UUP@Betches.com. Send us anything. The emails are fantastic. Every episode we get more and more. Also, rate, subscribe, iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud. Go get involved. Get more sticky with this podcast because that helps
get
us.
Get it all over your body.
We all up and in you. So, but that helps us because we help you with this entertaining podcast. So get rating and subscribing. And you know what you can do? Pause it right now. Make it your Instagram story. Make it your Snap story. Make it a story. Tag us both. We'll thank you.
We will.
Dear Papa JT and Betches, first of all, just want to thank you for creating this podcast, the most perfect time for me. My boyfriend of almost 4 years broke up with me right around the same time as your first episode. This podcast has helped me get through the terrible breakup process, and now you are the source of all my dating advice as I am newly single and clueless. We're here for you, baby. So consider me eternally thankful for all your wisdom and brutal honesty. Now to my question. I'm now almost 24. My birthday is right after New Year's. Haven't been single since my sophomore year of college, so I'm definitely a little clueless when it comes to meeting guys in bars. Don't get me wrong, I can definitely hold a conversation with a guy once he approaches me, but I am not really outgoing enough to strike up a conversation with any random cute guy, and she puts in parentheses, or at least it takes quite a few drinks before I get that brave. We've all been there. I am planning to go out with a group of friends on New Year's Eve in my fairly large Midwestern city. We're going to a pretty popular spot downtown that is going to be filled with other 20-something-year-olds, and I really want to find the perfect New Year's kiss. However, I've listened to enough You Up advice to know that guys can smell the desperation on a girl when she's searching for a guy like that, or just trying to check a box, which I kind of am. But if this guy happens to be amazing, I wouldn't say no to giving him my number and starting something. So what's my move to find a great guy to kiss at midnight without giving him the impression that I'm going home with him and I'm going to be an easy hookup? I love hearing both perspectives from a guy and girl on this type of stuff. So any and all advice is appreciated. Sincerely, single bitch.
Okay, my feeling is like the idea that you like need that is like kind of annoying.
She's setting herself up for disappointment.
Exactly.
If like, there's no kiss, it's a bad New Year's. No, yeah, it could be a great New Year's either way.
It's gonna be a great If you're the only time it's bad is if you're like constantly like looking around for that guy, like you said, the smell the desperation thing. I wouldn't even look at it as like, oh, like it looks bad to guys. It's just like shitty night for yourself that you're setting up. Like no one like, you know what I mean? It's never fun to be like, well, my night's only gonna be great if I like meet someone or if I like have a kiss at New Year's or if I have like a, you have to go into it, not like expectations totally low and just be like, I'm going to have a great time with my friends. And if someone's like there, that's great. And if someone's not, it's also great because I'm just going out to have fun, not to like meet someone.
It is such easy advice to give and such hard advice to take to be like, yeah, just go have fun with your friends. But that's the answer to the question. Here's the boxes you should check for this girl. Go out with friends. Meet someone new, guy or girl. Just introduce yourself to people because there's nothing better than, hey, I'm so-and-so. What's your name?
Right.
That's a hard thing to do, and that's an easy box to check. So if you do these things, you're going to have a fun night. Hang with your friends. Eat good food. Introduce yourself to at least one new person and dance. If you do those four things, New Year's is accomplished. You did it. And if you don't have someone to kiss at midnight and you can hug a good friend, you've done the night.
Exactly. And I think maybe sometimes when you've had a boyfriend for a long time, you're kind of like, well, like I've always had this and like
I've always it's had these, be like these super markers.
It's going to be super depressing if I'm like alone on New Year's or if I'm alone on my birthday or if I'm alone during the holidays. I think people get very into that that mindset of like, I really like need this so that I don't wallow into this like pathetic pit of despair when it's really just like, again, like the way you think about something, it just affects the way you come off too. So if you're looking at being single, like this is terrible and I need to like get out of this and I'm going to be like alone on New Year's, going to be terrible. You're really going to like set yourself up for not just disappointment on like this New Year's night, but disappointment in your life. Cause you're going to be like, I can't really have a good time unless there's like a guy there who's showing me attention and who's showing me that he's like into me and I'm feeling like sexually desirable. And that's just a bad way to go through single life.
Consider this learning moment one of your new single life is what you're saying is completely right. If you're taking fulfillment of your night out of only a guy kissing you, like you know, you got to work on yourself a little bit. And I don't mean that as like, you know, we all need to work on ourselves. Mm-hmm. Also, let's look at the positive New Year's, okay? Big groups going out. Everyone's going out. Everyone's looking to have fun. So you need to be in a group that is bringing in all, you know, exterior friends for you to meet. These are the, this is the best time to meet someone.
Yeah.
So the, because you know what these are? These are referrals. Friends of friends are the best people for you to meet, especially if you're a single girl who's out of a relationship, because these dating apps, if you go on them, it's maybe too soon for you because you're going to get too high expectations. And also those guys and girls don't owe you anything because they don't know anyone that they'd embarrass themselves in front of.
That's true. On a side note, though, Hinge is a great app for meeting people who are your friends of friends because they specifically try to pair you people who have mutual friends with. So they're a little bit less of like total random strangers.
Yeah. And I have the aunt theory where if you need an aunt, that they can be embarrassed in front. I've said that on here, right?
Oh, right. Yeah, that if the person feels like they like can't, they like would be answering to your like scary aunt.
Yeah.
Right? If they really like fucked you over, they'll be a little more careful.
Basically, if an aunt fixed you up, you could never. Your aunt would be like, "So how'd it go with Stacy?" And you'd have to be like, "Well, I fucked her and then ghosted her," and she'd be like, "What? Are you out of your mind?"
Exactly.
And so you need some friend to judge the person that you're getting hooked up with. New Year's Eve is a great way to set that up for yourselves. New Year's Eve is a night where there's like, you know, it's not, I call it when you go to a party, you have your people that are in your car, and then there's same party, different car people. You want to hook up with the different car people. Remember in high school, you go to a party,
oh, yeah.
You'd have your car of four girls.
Exactly.
And then if you went to a party with someone that you kind of knew, I would be like, yeah, we were at the same party, but we went in different cars.
Right. They weren't part of your crew necessarily, but adjacent.
But they were cool enough to hang out with you.
Exactly.
So you need to find the type of guys that are at the same party but came in a different car. That's the best type of guy to meet on New Year's. But don't make that your goal. But that's why I say those four things. Hang with friends. Introduce yourself to someone new. What was there's another one.
Eat good food.
Eat good food.
And dance.
And dance.
Yeah.
Those are all, if you check those boxes, you're going to be fine.
You're going to have a good New Year's.
One New Year's, this is what I did with some friends. I'll tell you about a single New Year's where I had the best time. It's my best New Year's. We went it was an 80s night. There used to be this thing at the Canal Room called Rubik's Cube. I don't know if they still do it, but it was a band that only played.
Yeah, 90s like cover.
It was 80s cover. 80s cover. Now they have the Saved by the Bell, Saved by the 90s
that,
thing.
Like LPR, yeah.
So it was Rubik's Cube, and they did a deal where it was like $60 all you could drink with Rubik's Cube. And it's an 80s band. So I told all my friends, I was like, this is what we're doing. Dress 80s. You have to dress 80s. We show up, and we're the only ones dressed 80s.
It's a good conversation starter.
Literally the music went, and we looked around. Everyone's in their New Year's
like
uniform.
Formal wear?
What?
Like semi-formal wear?
No, you know the jacket, untucked, button-down jeans that every guy thinks they have to wear on New Year's? That's every guy in that place. And they were like, what the fuck? And I'm dressed as Kiss. Like, I'm in a Kiss outfit.
Okay.
I'm in zebra tights.
You're wearing the face paint?
No face paint, but I had a breastplate on. It was like this silver thing with a huge wig. And then everyone's like, "What? Why'd you tell us it was 80s? I was like, I don't know. And then we just got drunk and fucking danced and had a great time. And it was great because it was just friends being ridiculous together. And like, people are attracted to that aura of a good group
of
friends.
Like, you're having fun with or without them. And if they want to get in on the fun, they can.
People come up to that group. They go, where are you guys from? What are you guys doing? What got you guys together? People want to know. If you're having fun with your group, people come up to that.
Right.
Group.
Not really when you're like scoping the room for like someone to hit on you.
Totally.
Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school, get smoothing you know where, and have straps that actually stay put. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support are guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a AA cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck between two cup sizes that don't fit. It's time to get your problem solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your order with code PODCAST15. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time. What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I've been to therapy for many years, and one of the benefits of having been to therapy is that I've learned to get to know myself better. And so I know just how much social interaction I can take before I need to revert back into my shell. So it's really helped me optimize the time that I have out and socializing with friends, and also helped me like know when it's time to just go home and be on my own. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/UUP today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/UUP.
Let's do another one.
Sure.
Okay. Dear upper, you uppers, loving the new podcast with both perspectives, consider the Dahlia Feathered. I've been seeing a girl pretty consistently for over a month now. We've gone on a handful of dates and most recently spent a weekend together as we live about 45 minutes apart. I'm bringing her as a date to a work formal this weekend, and she's planning on spending the weekend again. I'm thinking about bringing up being exclusive, but I'm curious as to both your opinions on whether or not there is a length of time one should wait before doing that. I've heard 3 months is kind of standard, but in most cases, that seems like a girl's being sick of guy's shit and finally bringing it up themselves. Also would appreciate a girl's perspective on how they like to be asked about that sort of thing. Thanks in advance for the advice. Good luck with the new podcast and happy Hanukkah to both of you. And then we had another one right after, which is from a girl who basically is asking the same question. What's the protocol for bringing up the where is this going talk? I've been dating this guy for about a month. We see each other 1 to 2 times a week, have sleepovers. I'm not interested in dating anyone else, nor do I want to, but I have no idea where his head's at. I feel like no one wants to have the serious talks when they first start to date in fear of scaring the other person off. But I'd rather know sooner than later because I've started to really like this guy. So my question is, how do I approach the where is this going talk without scaring him off too soon? Or do I keep waiting for him, if ever, to bring it up?
Well, these are kind of two different situations, similar question, different situations. Every situation is different.
Yeah, I mean,
the first one's a guy who lives 45 minutes away from a girl.
Right.
Right.
Okay, does that really
change
it?
Yeah, I think that changes everything.
How so?
I think that you have to have, when you're 45 minutes or longer away from each other, there's got to be a plan. You know, and it's the plan.
So why does there have to be a rule?
I'm saying there's got to be a plan for the next meeting.
Right.
Not for what, you know, for where this is going. I'm more saying, like, you have to have a plan. Like, every time you hang together, it should be a fun time. And then when's the next time?
Right.
And then in between those times, you keep in touch, but you can't really control what someone does in those between those times.
Right. I think that, like, I mean, I think in the both scenarios, the question is basically like, when is it okay to like have that discussion in terms of exclusivity?
I think if you want to have that discussion, then there's something else wrong.
Right. Like you feel the need to, like, you're not sure about where it's going and you kind of want to lock them in. So you're scared they're going to get away.
Yeah, and the second email, the girl where she's like, I'd rather know because I'm starting to like this guy.
Right.
It's like, that's how you might get hurt.
Yeah.
That's life. Life is uncomfortable. We have to stop thinking that, like, life is this comfortable journey where we're just going to go from point A to point B to point C. This girl, I hear what she's saying, but you're getting everything you want out of a relationship except for this title. I don't know what. I'm anti the talk because I think if you have to have the talk, it's about something else. It's not about the label.
I think I agree and disagree in some ways. It is often a mark of, like, I'm not really sure, like, where you're at, and I'm, like, a little scared you're going to run. I don't want to feel stupid. I don't want to get too invested. And I think that that's, like, a valid thing after a certain amount of time.
Have you ever been surprised by the answer of the talk you've had with some guy?
Surprise is a... I've had a guy who was down to be exclusive but didn't want to put a label on it. I've experienced.
What does that mean?
That's the thing.
You're
so shocked about those kinds of things. Those things happen constantly. I'm telling you, like that's not like maybe that's not a thing you've experienced. But
no, but it's not a thing I've experienced. But it's a thing that I'm laughing because I've given that bullshit answer.
Right.
That's
and
a
that
bullshit
didn't end
answer.
Well. That didn't end well. Yeah. Yeah. No.
But those answers that never the answer to your what's going on here should always be yeah. It should be so easy.
Right.
So if you have a thought of like I think like the conversation should be as easy as it is for you to bring it up. Right. So if you're sitting there being like I think the first guy's too early.
The 1 month
and he's
Here's what the thing is. You can't know someone well enough to say if you want to commit to only them in less than a month. Here's my hard and fast rule. Less than a 1 month run, more than 6 months run. If you're hooking up with someone for less than 1 month and you want to be exclusive with them, you're not in it for the right reasons. You don't really know that person. You just want a boyfriend or a girlfriend. Okay. You just want to like be with someone and you want to have to not have to think about it. If you're hooking up with someone for more than 6 months and they don't want to be your boyfriend or your girlfriend, like it's time to get out of there because they've had enough time to like really know who you are.
What if you're with someone more than 6 months? Mm-hmm. Okay. You're hanging out. You're sleeping at their place. 1 weekday,
yeah,
all weekend.
I think okay.
Let's say that's the what's going on.
Okay.
Talk every day. You're starting to get to know him. Things are going great, but not once has he been like. Also posted you on Instagram.
Did post me on Instagram.
Posted you on Instagram.
Right.
You're getting everything you could ever imagine, except he introduces you. To his, he's introduced you. He's even talked about bringing you to the parents,
right?
But never once said like girlfriend.
Here's what I do: I would introduce him to someone as my boyfriend. See what he did.
Yeah,
I would just do that because I would kind of assume if he wants.
You'd be so confident that this is a relationship that you wouldn't
I would do
need
that,
a
right.
talk.
I wouldn't feel weird about doing that.
This is what I'm saying.
Do that. Right.
So like you know, for the girl that's like 1 to 2 times a week, have sleepovers, etc. What do you need?
I think she just wants to, I don't think there's, well, how long has she been seeing this guy? About a month also. I think less than a month, it's like you just want a boyfriend. I think it's for both of them. I think you really just want to be in a relationship. It's like, it's a very quick thing. And it's just kind of like, what's the rush unless like you just really want to lock someone down and be able to like feel safe in that label. But you don't really know that person.
I have that theory about guys too. The guys will do the lovey-dovey too quick.
Yeah. That's
and
annoying.
It's just them trying to get the girl to trust them more.
Right, which is fucked up,
which
I think.
Which is fucked up.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Because it's always...
It's big trust. That's why you got to be wary of a guy who does that too early, too.
Yeah.
Any guy who's saying, like, we should do this or we should do that, they're like... It's funny because, like, guys... Like, girls read so much into whatever a guy says, and I think guys just kind of, like, say shit. They don't think
about
it.
We also know what we're doing.
Sometimes you know what you're doing, and sometimes I think you're just, like, in the moment, you feel like telling a girl that, like... She's great and you could be with her forever or some shit. Or like you want to do things this summer with her and she's like, oh my God, he wants to do with me this summer. Like how amazing. Like he wants to really be into me when he's just kind of like saying shit sometimes.
But we know we're painting. We
you
know how to
more
get
aware
you.
Than I think.
Yeah. Because I've done this. What you do, I've done that move where you say something that you know is like a game changer for her that makes her want to have sex with you more.
Right. Well, that's kind of fucked up. That's
I'm
like just, being.
No, I'm. This is why I'm telling you. I'm saying we're not like so naive.
Right. And you think you're being a nice guy because you're like saying nice shit that the person wants. That's what I'm saying. That person is way worse than the person who's like not texting you after you sleep together or
he's
like
more of
that.
A liar.
Right. He's more full of shit, and they also think they're better people. So it's like kind of annoying. And then the girl in her head is like led to believe that the guy is more invested in her.
Yeah.
And then she kind of feels like. This like delusional person when she finds out that he's not when really and the guy's like, oh, well, I never said explicitly that we were like together. And I think it creates this like this feeling where the girl is made to feel like she's delusional or crazy when really the guy has kind of known what he was doing. If you're saying is correct. And but then can like sort of harp on this. Well, I never said that you were my girlfriend or that
guys,
we were
guys
together.
Like to create fine print in the contract.
Mm-hmm.
Where we're not a dick. We're very afraid of being a dick to someone.
Well, I'm saying like that, yeah, and I think that that almost makes you more of a dick.
Of course. But it also makes us more of a pussy.
That too, yeah.
So,
for sure, yeah.
We're a dick and a pussy at the same time. I just think like a lot of times what you want are easy outs where it's like, okay. And also you don't want to leave someone. There's this whole notion of like, you know, the dangerous thing is we're living by the rules of 30 years ago while trying to live today.
Right.
So it's like we're living by this thing of like, not, don't waste my time. And it's like, you're 25, bitch. You know, there's no time to be wasted. You can be 30 and single too.
Yeah, I mean,
guys at 25 are getting pressured to not waste time when it's like, why aren't we having fun at 25?
Right, but that's okay. But then you should just, that a guy should say that. He shouldn't be like dropping those things that he thinks the girl wants to hear, because like it's natural for girls to.
But then it's like, how do you have sex?
You know, like, you are who you are. I think a girl like, if you're worried about like hurting a girl, or I don't think you're worried about hurt. If you're like a dick, if you're like doing those things, like you're not worried about like hurting the girl. If you're saying that shit to her, you're worried about how you come off. You don't actually give a shit about the girl. You're worried about how you're perceived. So like, if you're actually a good guy and you don't like the girl, the best move is to really just like not text her at all, because that's like, it seems like you're more of a dick, but you're actually nicer because you know what? The girl just moves on in like a week.
But I agree with that. I mean, I have, when I end something, it's like I never existed. Stop text.
Right,
stop,
but that's
everything.
When you stop. That's when you end something. That's not when you're like in the middle of your like, you know, you're not interested, but you're like might have sex with them a few more times.
Here's the issue, really. When is there a guy that you've had sex with that's not a dick?
Plenty of times. I don't hate anyone that I've really like. I don't.
In retrospect.
In retrospect. I mean, I've dated a lot of dicks. It was my type. It was my type for quite a while.
But this is the interesting thing to me, because it's like we live in an era where it's like, yeah, you know, we're hooking up, we're hanging out, and it's like, but you're held to a standard of like, how could you not tell me? When what first date that leads to like two people getting together that starts with, yeah, I'm just here to fuck you.
They don't have to say that, but you could say, yeah, I'm like, I'm having a good time. I'm not looking for anything. You don't have to spell it out for them unless they're like really fucking stupid. But like, you could say like, yeah, I'm like, I've been,
I'm sorry to interrupt.
It's okay. I'm just saying, you could say like, I'm having a really good time. You could also say, I just got out of a relationship. That's usually like a good symbol for like, you're not in serious commitment mode.
Yeah. And I've done that before. And this is where it gets confusing. Because I have a text that I got from a girl. And she like retexted me after like, I haven't spoken to her in like.
Double texted? She initiated it.
Out of like the blue. Okay. I got a text from her today. So I was like, what happened in this thing? Why didn't it work out? Did we fuck? What happened?
So she knows exactly why it didn't work. Let's hear the text.
So,
how long was this?
This is a long time ago.
Okay.
But she had retexted today, so it's reminded me.
Okay.
Because I was like, I wrote, I'm going to be up front. I'd be happy to hang out after a show, but I'm not looking for more. Totally understand if that's not what you want.
Okay.
Like, that's me saying,
that's a great text.
Let's get together late at night.
It's a great text.
And this is, but I've sent that text enough times to know that it's accepted, not accepted. This is what women do. Okay, they'll accept it. I don't know what I want. We haven't even hung out yet. That's what her response
is. That means
that
like she could want something more. Right, yeah.
I said, I'm sorry, this is just where I am. I don't want to waste someone's time.
That's fair.
Can we do that? Then you can give your whole song and dance about how busy you are. I said I'd meet up after a show, which is like a late night. I basically saying I'd meet up late night.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't hooked up with this girl.
Right.
Just not going to plan anything instead of work is what I'm saying.
Okay.
I'm not going to plan something. And so all the girls that are listening saying, you fucking asshole.
No, I think that's what I'm saying. I think this is a way less of an asshole move than you like feeling the same way, just doing it and like not giving any indication that that's not what you're looking
for. Because to me, planning a date and saying, let's get together at drinks at this time, at this hour, that is a serious like action that you're taking.
Yeah.
So I'm saying to her, hey, I'm willing to casually meet up. And I know people don't like that meeting, but that's what I'm here for.
Right.
If you don't want
that's
that,
great.
See, there's the door.
Yeah.
And then I'm not going to plan anything just instead of work. So, and then she puts, but I've seen this, this isn't just this girl. I've seen this from a lot of girls.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't ask for that. I didn't ask for that is always the response. I'm not saying you asked for that. This is what I'm asking for.
Right.
okay, just being upfront. And then she wrote, do you feel better now? And I wrote,
you should. I think this girl is like, this is a good, and I feel like when you say something honest, you can tell by like the reaction of the person that you're talking to, whether or not like they are a normal person or they are like have any sort of self-awareness or any sort of like sense of like nuance or like,
this is why we hadn't hooked up. And I'm like looking back. So I wrote, ha, do you feel better now? LOL. And I wrote, no, I don't believe you. And then she wrote, you don't believe me about what? I wrote, that you want casual. I didn't say that either, is what she said. I said, not looking to derail your goals and that I'd like to hang out, very simple. And I said, I can hang out late after shows or I just can't. Yeah. Now we're like fighting.
I don't know
now
why she's like continuing like on this. I don't even know why she keeps like responding or like keeps going out. Well,
this is, it's a personal thing now. But I'm reading this to the listeners because we're trying to make a point here. You know, she wrote, wait, why don't you believe I want casual? I've heard this before, but I'm curious. So she's heard this before.
Okay.
So it's everyone else's fault, not hers.
Well, maybe now she actually just wants to know like if there's something that she's doing that makes her seem like she's just a casual girl and not like a relationship girl.
So I wrote, most girls don't want casual. And I just wrote, it's not a bad thing. I just know girls want to be taken out and all that, and they should. I just can't have that type of relationship right now, is what I wrote. It's odd how... I want certain things. I don't want to be humped and dumped. You're right. But I can't say that I'm looking for something serious.
She said she's not looking for something serious.
So you don't want to be humped and dumped, but I can't say that I'm looking for something serious. A bit of consistency, a lot of laughing and great sex. That's a relationship.
Yeah.
So this is the cross to bear. Do I go through with it? You know, at this point, I can't hook up with this girl.
Of course not.
But you understand? But do you understand?
This girl seems a little...
That even when you do put it out there, a lot of girls will go, yeah, I'm cool. And then they're not cool.
Right. Well...
And it's like, if you're gonna... Anytime I present with honesty, I do get a lot of feedback from women where they're just dishonest with me as this like form of like... Yeah, I want that, but I don't want that, but I do want that, but I don't want that. And it's always like, yes and no, yes and no. And it's like, where's the in-between?
Well, it's like, I think girls have this internal struggle where they're like, I want to be cool girl. Like, I can hang. I'm not like obsessed with finding a boyfriend.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you can like, be. I don't really think that that's really true for most girls. Like, maybe for like short periods of their life, but I feel like, or maybe if they've gotten divorced, it seems, I'm watching a lot of Real Housewives of New York, and it seems like they're doing a lot of that. But I think in general, like girls our age, they are not looking for something casual, and maybe they feel like it makes them lame to say so, but like, it's totally okay to say like, this is what I want. I want a relationship. I want someone that's interested in a relationship. Mm-hmm. And I think anyone's responding to your honesty with like aggression, then they're not someone you really want to date anyway.
I agree. And it's just very interesting that like, I have been in the position where I say, because it is an insult. I do understand when someone's like, wait, you just want to meet me late night?
Right.
Like, you don't think I'm worth the date before that? I do understand how it could be taken that way when it's not meant to be given that way.
Right.
And it's, I think right now we live in this, like, you know, if you want, you can want casual, but you want consistent casual. Like, it can only last for so long. And it's like, there's a point with every guy knows there's a point where it's like, we need, I mean, Woody Allen, that's his line. Woody Allen, the relationships are like sharks.
A great dating role model, Woody
Allen. Well, he has the best line about dating that there is. Relationships are like sharks. They either move forward or they die.
Right.
And that's the truth with relationships, crazy truth. Because it's like, you know, with this girl saying, she's just, I think you want mile markers. You want to see that this is growing. This is getting depth, more depth.
Right.
This is going from one night a week and a date on the weekend to we stay in together on the weekend, to we go on a trip together, you know, like to we do a you know, he cooks dinner, to I meet her, their family, grows.
Yeah.
And you always feel when it doesn't grow.
Yeah.
And I think
it becomes awkward.
So I think a lot of girls were like, instead of acknowledging that it's not growing, they want to have a conversation that puts it in a all or nothing. Is this a relationship? Is this not?
I think that's fine. I think it's okay. Yeah, I think it's okay to have that conversation. They want to know. If they're in that point where they're like, it's awkward, I'd rather just like know where you're at. Why not just have a conversation about it?
But why can't... It seems that no girl likes the subtlety of like, hey, you've been weird. We've been hanging out for 2 months.
Yeah.
Why are you being fucking weird? And that isn't saying... That isn't saying...
like a girl saying this to a guy?
Yeah, like as opposed to, hey, what are we? You know what I mean? Like it seems like as a guy...
I think to say like, where do you see this going is not like a crazy thing to ask after a while of you seeing someone. I don't think that's like... And it's also like, what is so scary about someone asking you that?
Because you know what it does? It absolves the other person of their personal responsibility.
The girl in this scenario.
You're asking me, and I'm saying this as a guy, when a girl says to me, where do you see this going? And I start thinking, like in my mind, like right now I'm thinking of all the times I've been asked, where do you see this going? And I'm like, I don't know. I honestly have no idea. I have no idea what's going to go on with my career, with where I'm living.
No one's asking you that though.
This is what girls always say, but this is what goes into a guy's head. This is what runs through his head. He's going, well, where do I see this going? I'm having a great time with her. I want to keep this. I want to keep getting to know you. I want to keep growing this relationship. And it becomes like, you get to a point where you're like, I don't know what other answer I can give. I can't promise you that in a year from now, this is going to be.
I don't think anyone wants that. I don't think that's I think you're misinterpreting the question.
Sure.
The question is like, do you want this to be like, it's really like a, like, do you want to continue like getting to know each other and making it more of a like exclusive thing where we are like committing to like really getting to know each other? And that doesn't mean like, do you want to marry me in the future? It really just means like, do you want to like commit some effort into making this like a more consistent, and that's really what the label is. And like, some, if that's scary, like fine. But like, if you're not interested in that, that's after an appropriate amount of time of getting to know someone and doing that thing, I think it's okay. It's a girl's right to know that.
I think there's a girl's right to know, but I think she can also take the responsibility of making it about the thing she really has a problem with instead of like this contract negotiation.
But the thing she has a problem with is like, is feeling like there's maybe not an accurate level of commitment.
But so
or
if that's
not accurate, appropriate.
If that's the case, then there's got to be one thing in her mind that she's like, here's where I noticed that you weren't committed as much as I thought you would be committed.
She could bring that up.
That's what I would, but I would make it about that. Because I've been in that conversation, which is like, where do you see this going? And it's like, I as a guy, like I have, when I start bringing up career and all that stuff, that's what I would, what most guys do. And it's always a disappointing answer to the girl, as opposed to
maybe
like
pick a different answer.
Well, but pick a different question,
right? So you're saying point out a specific thing that bothered you about their level of commitment.
Yeah, and I would say,
and
hey,
what would your response? That it bothered me that you didn't invite me out when you went out to dinner with your parents. You didn't want me to meet them.
I don't think we're ready for that. That, you know, that then you're getting answers to questions.
But then my next question is, well, do you see us heading towards something where we are?
That, I think, is the better way to bring it up. Then because I think a lot of times with these, like, what are we talks, it becomes just the what are we.
Right. And that answer,
it's not addressing the specific thing that made you feel, because what are we talks just don't happen.
Right.
They always are preceded by something. And I agree with you, what you're saying with like a lot of these bullshit answers that you get. I'm agreeing with you at the same time, because you're right. You're just wanting to be on the same page,
right? And I think that there's nothing wrong with that. I think you're saying it can seem like jarring to be like suddenly like, well, what are we, what is this going, where are we going to be? When I don't think that's really like, and I could see how it would seem like that, and maybe it would be better if girls brought up a specific situation.
When a girl brings up the specific situation, is what I'm saying is that it at least puts them in the position of vulnerability, where it's like, because right now you're just bringing a case to a guy that didn't know a case was coming, or maybe he knew but he was acting aloof enough.
That's fair.
And it's like, you know, and so now he's put on trial for, where do you see this going? And now he has to plot this whole thing. It's kind of like when you want to do dinner together. And she's like, well, what do you want to do? And you're like, well, we could go to this Chinese place that's down the street, and then we'll go to a movie. And she's like, well, I don't want to do that. What else? And it's like,
right, then you come up with something.
Now I got to, yeah, you fucking help out here.
Right.
You know, so it's like, I think there's a lot of times with these what are we talks, it becomes whoever bringing the what are we talk to the other person that's just, feels like they deserve a plotted out map.
Right. I think that maybe guys interpret it like that, but I think girls are not asking for that long of a commitment. I think they just want to know, like, if the guy sees them as like something that could be serious.
But that's why you got to bring up the specific thing because then that makes me answer real questions.
Right.
Instead of, because then what
hypotheticals.
Hypotheticals. Yeah. Like, and I also, I've answered with the, remember it was, we've taped two episodes today to let people behind the curtain. I'm trying to remember if it's from this episode or the last one where you talked about the girl wanting the, now I've totally forgot where I was going.
Anyway. Let's.
But it's the idea that like, you're trying to figure out a very specific question that you're making in generalities. Like some the girl, the guy who says like, oh, I follow all these people.
Yeah.
On Instagram. It's like, well, I have a problem with one girl that you fucking like all the time. Why are you doing this?
That's not usually the issue though. It's more like the liking in general. I think you're like, it really is the general liking.
The general liking.
It's like, just don't do it.
You gotta notice one person.
A few. There's probably, you feel like if there's one, there's usually a few. It's never one.
If you're on TikTok like me, I'm sure you've seen people obsessing over Sol de Janeiro and their perfume mists. Sol de Janeiro's fragrances are inspired by cheirosa, a Portuguese word that means to smell incredibly delicious. Designed by master perfumers, their fragrances are unique and complex. They incorporate high-quality floral, amber, and wood notes with gourmand undertones for a completely immersive fragrance experience. And believe me, they are worth the hype. Cheirosa 62 Perfume Mist, this scent brings the warm feeling of summer to no matter the season, with silky vanilla, subtle florals, and creamy sandalwood for a beachy vibe anytime. It brightens your day. And you got to use the products at night. Go out, get your sexy on, get dressed up. I love these mists. And if you've been wanting to try these viral products yourself, there's never been a better time. Right now, Sol de Janeiro is offering listeners 10% off on their first order on soldejaneiro.com and free shipping with code UUP10. That's SOLDEJANEIRO.com. Promo code UUP10. Soldejaneiro.com. Promo code UUP10.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Let's play one game, then we gotta get
going.
Let's
do it. All right. Would you go on a second date with a person who tips less than 10%? Assuming she's paying for something and whatever.
You know, I'm for it. No.
You're in a cab. She pays for the cab. She doesn't tip.
Doesn't tip for the cab.
Doesn't tip or tips at 50 cents, whatever.
No. You got to tip for, you got to do a buck.
Yeah, at least.
Are you? What are you doing?
I'm out too. Out. I think that just shows they're like kind of cheap and I don't really like, that's not fun to date someone who's kind of cheap.
Close mouth kisser. Good date, close mouth kisser.
So on a guy, yeah, it's weird. It's like creeps me out. I don't know. It's like, I'd rather not do it.
Orders their own meal at a Asian food place.
What do you mean?
You go for Chinese. Yeah. They're like, I'm getting the general sales. What are you getting?
Oh, like they won't share?
No sharing.
I don't
Chinese
like to share.
You won't share at a Chinese food restaurant?
I feel like someone like asked, but it's not my like original thought.
But at a Chinese food restaurant?
I like my own. I have a lot of siblings, a middle child. I'm very conscious of like what is mine and what is yours. For early date, I'm not sharing.
So you're at a Chinese food place. This is the revelation of the episode. And I'm like,
if you really want to share, if you insist on sharing something, I'll be like, okay, because it's a first date and I want to feel weird. But early dates, I don't like sharing food.
No sharing.
I don't like sharing.
Wow.
I don't like to have to think about how much I'm taking and how much is yours. It's like, I'd rather just have my own food.
I'll get the steak. You get the chicken.
We'll see how it goes.
What if, okay, now you have a great date. You got the steak. I got the chicken. And I'm like, try a piece of this chicken.
I'll try it. But okay. Like, it's your food. It doesn't mean we're sharing.
Doesn't offer a try. Are you going on the second date?
Yes, I don't necessarily need to try. I'm probably not offering the try. I don't like sharing food
at all.
And early, I think it's like an intimate thing for me.
Oh,
I'm a very selfish middle child.
I'm ordering food more and extra. Let's get our hands in.
It won't work anyway.
This is great. Jordan, I think we fixed a lot of people today.
I agree. This is a great debate.
This is a good
Tune
debate.
Tune in. Email us at uup@betches.com, uup@betches.com. Thanks for listening, guys.
And go like, subscribe, and rate and review on iTunes, Stitcher, and SoundCloud. We'll be back next episode.
Betches.